Charlie Z the best.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Zone off the greatest of all time. Pound for Pound Radio. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Pound for Pound Radio. Yeah, 182 coming up soon, man. Yeah, I'm gonna upload the fight as soon as I win. I'm gonna upload the fight through my phone. Like when I'm at the gym, like as soon as I score the victory. Well, if they have Wi-Fi there. If not, I'll just go to my hotel and upload it there. But yeah, I'm sure they got Wi-Fi there, you know. And yeah, as soon as I beat the guy's ass, whoever I fight, a U.S. Marine, Navy SEAL, UFC clown, a mainstream boxing clown, real fighters, sambo, a real heavyweight boxer, meaning non-commercial. Whoever I beat up, whoever I knock out, TKO, outbox, whatever, no, I doubt it's going to be a unanimous decision, like points. The power I'm throwing nowadays and landing, should I say, the last two wins are phenomenal, you know. Last three wins, man. The last 181 wins are phenomenal. I'm talking about, like, recent U.S. Marine. One sec. Okay, I'm on the radio. Got a shirt. So just sold another shirt. I gotta go sign it. There was no haters. Listen, I just sold a shirt. England. The buyer's from England. Oh, I sold already more than one. I'm just saying that this is the first one from the internet. Well, he proved he's a fan. Congrats, Thompson. You're part of the real team now. Yeah, Charlie Z is the best, man. You know, come on, that power is speed. You saw the training video? Nobody can fuck with me, man. That's why Chuck Liddell ran away from me when I challenged him. Yeah, the 180, it's like, fuck, man. It's like, the seat. This type of shit used to happen all the time where I would just walk and then some gangbanger, some fucking punk, you know, just like starts mad dogging and looking at me in a mean way. And it's like, he just, man, it's like he's just asking for a fight. And then, you know, we came up to each other and he goes, "You got a problem?" And then he throws the N-bomb. He's like, "You got a problem?" I didn't say anything back. I just punched him. Well, what is the point of arguing? We just let the fist do the talking. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about action. Yeah, I say, like, I'm going to win, and then I win. You know what I mean? But I walk the walk a lot more than, like, a lot of people just like to talk the talk, you know, like, but they never walk it. Charlie Zelenov has walked it 181 times. Soon to be 182. I'm preparing some humble pie for you delusional haters, man. You motherfuckers are going to be eating your words. Fucking retards. Yeah. Let's see. 2011, I scored 13 wins. 2012, I scored 12 wins. The year I beat Derek the Giant. 2013, I scored 15 wins. The year I boxed that boxer clown with the Tyson shirt. 2014, the year I beat Jules Vaughn and Deontay Wilder, I scored 23 wins in 1 year. 2015, 33 wins. 2016, a world record breaking, staggering 72 boxing wins in 1 year. And so far, 4 wins. So I got 68 more to go to tie the 72, but I'm not going to do that. I told you, once I reach 200, that's it. I'm calling it a year, not a career, but a year. Well, I'm going to announce my retirement this year when I'm 200 and 0. I'm going to retire on top. When I will come back, I do not know, but I will be back. That is for damn sure. To get 201, 202, 203 and 0, all that, yeah. But when I get 200, that is a milestone that has never been reached without a loss, and I'm going to be the first ever boxer to reach it. So, I can't wait, man. I got 19 more to go, you know. One win at a time, huh, they say. How about two wins at a time? I scored, oh, man. How about five wins at a time? 2015, I beat five men in one night. Name me one other fighter that's ever done that. Three of those fights were on video that night. Yeah, with gloves on. MMA fighter, two boxers, one gangbanger, one bodybuilder, man. I crushed them all, man. Crushed them all, man. And bodybuilders can't fight, man. I was just trying to get to that 100, man. I was just, like, challenging everybody. But yeah, I beat some legit fighters at that gym, though. 6'10", Ron Ogoku, Big Ron, 6'10", man. With shoes, he was seven feet tall, man. Yeah. Basically, be like a 7-footer, man. Seven foot six wingspan. You know what I'm saying? That's a tall, lanky motherfucker, man. You all seen him on video. He was on the basketball court. Yes, we bare knuckled, man. We didn't have beef. We just agreed to go without gloves, and I fucking punched the shit out of him, man. I had to punch up. He was tall as fuck. That's what I'm saying. If I can, that's why, like, I'm beating 6'10" heavyweight boxers, 6'6" heavyweight boxers. Deontay Wilder 6'7", but 6'6". Remember that one of my best wins, that 1-2, that I hit that boxer with, and he was like, "Yo, chill." Yeah, I'm beating these tall ass fucking heavyweight fighters, and these delusional haters are like, "Oh, you know, go to boxer." Wait, what? So I could fight once a year versus a guy my weight? And what, do we put him in a coma? What am I going to get out of that? I'm making money selling my merchandise. I don't want to deal with faker. I told you idiots a million times. This is why you people are fucking delusional, because I keep repeating the same thing over and over to you, and you just don't seem to get it. You don't seem to get it. There's only one way with people like this. I guarantee you that half the motherfuckers that I knocked out on the street, Or like, even a lot of these guys, okay, the Marines, not talking about the Marines, like, a lot of motherfuckers that I beat up, what I'm trying to say is, like that gangbanger for 180 that I smashed with the left hook in the face and the jaw, I wouldn't be surprised if he's a fan of, like, Mike Tyson and Ali and shit like that and Mayweather. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. You know what I mean? Or Deontay Wilder. I beat Deontay Wilder. That's what I'm saying. A lot of these... Fuck, man. It's just like I get to fight Marines, you know, that are like a lot bigger than me, like that are way over 200 pounds. I beat a Navy SEAL. Boxrec doesn't, man, these motherfuckers, come on, man. This is just embarrassing to even compare some fraudulent, fabricated fighters to a Navy SEAL, man. The Navy SEALs are fucking, you know, they're warriors. They're real fighters, man. That Navy SEAL that I beat, man, I want to make a replay of that victory. Because once I get 182, man, that's it. I'm going to take a break from making videos and everything. I might put up some replays of the because I'm telling you, it's going to be something to watch. It's going to be a great win. But every time I go to Vegas, man, I perform at the highest level. I perform at the highest level wherever I'm at, Ukraine, Vegas, at home in L.A. But Vegas, though, it's look at the history in Vegas. Okay, Mayweather Sr. dropped him. I was fatigued. I boxed him. He was very fatigued. Still looked great, you know, especially in the beginning when I rushed him. And Vasquez, I was just fucking, as soon as I entered that ring, I turned into real-life Superman, you know what I mean? Literally, those six power punches in half a second, I was just inhuman, you know? Adam Leroy, as soon as we get in the cage, bam, bam, 1-2, this motherfucker quits, takes his gloves off, you know what I mean? It's just Adam Leroy, brown belt in Taekwondo. He did Krav Maga. This guy's a fucking vicious fighter, and I beat him in the cage. You know what I'm saying? And to all you delusional haters, like saying, "Oh, why don't you go to a real MMA or boxing gym?" I did, and I won. Yet you keep on going with the same old bullshit. When I got videos of me winning in rings, in Ukraine. I beat the shit out of that Sambo fighter in the ring. In the ring. Outside the ring. The result. A W after W after W. Same result all the fucking time. Win after win after win. Yeah, I've been cheap-shotted a few times. But those people, most of the people that cheap-shotted me, they all got their ass kicked by me in a fair fight. That's why they cheap-shotted me. So there is no real blueprint onto beating Charlie Zelenov. There is a cheap shots are not blueprints, man. There is no blueprint on beating me. I've never lost. Never. Notice that every time, when I beat the Bellator guy, he knocked me down, but the fight was not on video. I didn't have to add that he knocked me down. I could have just said I beat his ass. And I did beat his ass. I'm saying I beat his ass. He knocked me down. I got back up, and I continued beating his ass. But since the fight's not on video, he deleted it because he was embarrassed. I fucking punched his bitch-ass commercial TV fake fucking bitch-ass in the face. Anyways, here's my question. To all you delusional haters, right? The Bellator guy that I beat at the UFC gym, in the cage. He had all his boys, his whole posse, everybody there. Another, Southpaw Sill. Beat his ass, knocked down, not on video, but I still admitted that I got knocked down, and I got back up, and I continued outboxing Southpaw Sill. Southpaw Sill is one of the best boxers in the world, under the radar fighter, much more skilled than Mayweather. Much more skilled than Wilder. This guy, if he connected Floss on Wilder's jaw, he would put Wilder to sleep. Southpaw Sill, 175-pounder, 5'10", fast, strong, very good, very talented, very awkward. Charlie Zelenov still beat him, though, because Charlie Zelenov is the best. Now, that's what I'm saying. These knockdowns were not on video. Why did I still say in public that I got knocked down? Because I'm a real champion, and I'm an honest champion. I speak the truth. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Yeah, so believe me, if I win a fight like I did, well, from now on I will make sure that the next 19 will get recorded. If I win a bare knuckle fight off of video, you best believe it happened, motherfucker. Yeah, I literally punched a... Well, I defended myself. You know what's amazing? That gang member, the 6'5 gang member that I beat for 180, he came up to me. Check this out. He got punched in the face by the goat, and he got arrested. Yeah, because he tried to attack me. No, it's just kind of funny. You know? He got smashed in the face with a hook, and then the cops fucking handcuffed him. Oh, man. Well, he ran. He started running from the police, man. I mean, I don't know what happened to him. They can't do that, man. I fired on him, you know what I'm saying? But hit him with the left. And then the next day, I beat the Hungarian kickboxer. That dude was huge, man. Yeah, you fucking pussy haters are running away from that guy. That guy was huge. Intimidating motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Tatted up, big motherfucker, 205 pounds, about my height. About 6 foot, 6'1", about my height. Yeah, but like, let's see, 45 pounds heavier, yeah, so... I once shot at him with a left hook. We had gloves on. He said he doesn't want it on YouTube. I said, come on. I tried to talk him into it. He said, nah, man. He's like, look, either we fight without video or we don't fight at all. Well, like I said, it's better to fight than not to fight, but that's the thing. In Vegas, it's different. Vegas is more of a fighting... it's more of a fighting city, man. Yeah, in LA, I've scored a lot of great wins, but, you know, it's just like... In Vegas, they don't give a fuck if it's on video, man. So, no worries, man. I'm going to get 182 on film. And I've been training very hard. I'm ready. And I'm literally counting the fucking milliseconds, man, until the fight, man. I'm just like, I'm dying to win this fight, man. I'm, you know what I mean? It's just like, you know, Kobe Bryant, when I'm not a fan of Kobe Bryant, but you know when Kobe... When they beat the Celtics, the Lakers beat them. When the Lakers are in their prime, they beat the Celtics in Game 7. Kobe said, I wanted it so bad, and I got it. That's it. I want that 182-0 so bad, man. It's just, and I want that 200-0 even more, man. It's, yeah, and... fight's coming up. Yes, Las Vegas in February. Yeah, stay away from Daria, your ex-wife. Meet someone new. I don't talk to her anymore, man. I talked to her a few times about the divorce and everything. It was nothing, and it was not like flirting or anything like that. No, it's done, man. I don't want to get back with her. It's gonna be the same shit. Wait a minute. I have a girlfriend, long distance. But here's the thing. She's long distance now. Daria was long distance. And what happened? I went to Ukraine and I fucked her, right? Okay, then. My current new girlfriend. Well, I mean, I met her 2 weeks ago. We kind of lost contact, but then yesterday she hit me up, and then I called her, and we talked, and we had a good conversation. She congratulated me for the U.S. Marine Victory 179, and I told her I'd smashed two guys, you know, 2 days in a row off video, and 182 in Vegas, and yeah, she was impressed, and oh, this girl is, I'm telling you, so sexy. I mean, all the girls, date and have sex with and marry, engage. One second, I'm typing this fan. Yeah, I sold another shirt, man. Fucking delusional haters, huh? Retards, huh? So now I'm making money off my brand name and I'm winning fights. And BoxRec is not a part of it. You see, the money or no money, the UBF is professional boxing. Do you understand? It depends how you define professional. A lot of people, they define professional as how much money you make. Okay, well, you know, look up the word professional. It has many different meanings. It could mean how much money you make, but okay, you ever heard of like, people praise an athlete like, oh man, that guy's a pro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a lot of people said that about me. Skill-wise, I'm the greatest professional boxer of all time. Skill-wise, physically. That has nothing to do with money or how much money I make. Skill-wise, the greatest professional boxer of all time, Charlie Zelenoff. And the underground are the real pros. Yeah, tomorrow's a big game, man. San Antonio and Cleveland, man. That's the real preview of the NBA 2017 NBA Finals. Yeah, these NBA analysts, they're a bunch of idiots, man. They're fucking stupid. There's, you know, you got the Spurs and the Rockets, you know, the Clippers. Oh, the Clippers are chokers, and they always get injured, man. Chris Paul just got injured 6 to 8 weeks. The Clippers, I doubt it. They're not going to win. No, they don't have what it takes. They need to break up that team, man. Or at least trade. That's crazy. You got the best center in the NBA, DeAndre Jordan. You got one of the best power forwards in the NBA, Blake Griffin. You got one of the best point guards in the NBA, Chris Paul, and you still can't win a fucking championship. You got a good coach, Doc Rivers, and you still can't win a championship. Now, they got the talent, but they don't have the heart, man. You know what I'm saying? They're always going to be in the shadow of the Lakers, I mean, until they win a championship. Yeah, of course, the Clippers are a lot better than the Lakers now. The Lakers are not even their fucking lottery team. But, you know, I'm saying that L.A. is a Laker town, man. No matter. No, I mean, now, yeah, Lakers suck. I mean, everybody's like in California, you know, it's a bandwagon in the Golden State. Except me, I don't like Golden State, man. I just, fuck no, they're friends with paid professional actors. I used to hate the Spurs, man. I like back in the David Robinson days and Tim Duncan. I got nothing against him, man. Tim Duncan, you know, he said I'm a great fighter, you know, because I talked to Jesse James Leho, who trains with the Spurs, and he told me Tony Parker and Duncan saw my fights. They said they're very impressed, and they said I'm a badass dude. No, I respect. I just don't like the style of play, man, of Tim Duncan and no Tony Parker. Yeah, Tony Parker, the way he's fast. Yeah, prime Tony Parker. I mean, fucking Finals MVP. When they swept through the Cavs. I like the Cavs, but LeBron James and Chuck Liddell taking photos together, man, like homies. This is the man that ran Chuck Liddell off the street. Do you really think I want LeBron James to hold a fucking trophy again, back-to-back years? I didn't know he was cool with Chuck Liddell. Yeah, he shook my hand, but he was cool with me, but that was how long ago? You know what I'm saying? He goes to these UFC fights and all that. I never seen Kawhi Leonard kicking it with Chuck Liddell. I never seen Kawhi Leonard kicking it with any paid professional actor. And Jesse told me that Jesse James Leha, I talked to him. Yeah, I talked to him often, man. He's, you know, a good acquaintance of mine, you know. He watches my fights. He acknowledges that I'm the GOAT, man. He's, you know. He said that I should go for 300 and retire. Well, I said, listen, I would go for 400. No, it's not. It's just that getting opponents is not easy. I have to go to fucking Vegas. Thank God I scored four victories, three out of the four this month, and my fifth victory coming up of the year, fifth victory of the year. And wow, man, I'm about to have my fifth win of the year, and we're only in January. Wow. Well, in February, I'm going to get it, but I'm saying at the beginning of the year, who knows, man? I mean, when I scored 33 wins, I didn't think I was going to surpass it. But then I fucking, more than doubled it with 72 wins. But, yeah, I'm saying the team that the Spurs have now, led by Kawhi Leonard, he's quiet and he's, you know, he doesn't talk much. Yeah, but his dad got murdered when he was 15, man. You know what I'm saying? The dude's like, you know, if he wants to be, who cares? He lets his game do the talking, man. You know what I mean? He lets his game do the talking. Like me, I'm the greatest boxer of all time. I got charisma, and I got, every time I win a fight, you know, you saw when I beat that Marine, I'm like, Charlie's the best. You can see the emotion. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But not every athlete is like that. You know, you got quiet dudes like Kawhi Leonard, you know what I mean? But, you know, Kawhi was robbed of the MVP last year. He's obviously a better player than Stephen Curry. He's just as good as LeBron James. He's going to eclipse LeBron James very soon. LeBron's getting older. And at least Kawhi Leonard can take the final shot at the end of the game. And LeBron has to rely on his second option, Kyrie Irving. And tomorrow, the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to lose. The Spurs will beat them in Cleveland. And you know, how the bullshit media refuses to talk about the Spurs, the real best team in the NBA, and they want to talk about the Cavs and the Warriors. The Spurs are just going to come through that back door and win that title, man. They're going to quietly win that title. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, if everybody stays healthy and the Spurs, Pau Gasol got hurt, so, I mean, oh, yeah, fuck, I forgot about that. Their starting center got hurt. Well, yeah, if they beat the Cavs without Pau Gasol, then that just goes to show that Cleveland's fucking overrated and they, you know. No, they're good. I mean, they're definitely better than the Warriors. I mean, whatever, getting blown out, but, you know, I'm saying now it's a different team, you know. So Jay Sims, Jonathan Simmons, this dude, the way he dunked on the Warriors, man, that was on the level of a Vince Carter dunk. I mean, goddamn. And people who said the Spurs are boring, yes, they were boring before. Now? Hell no. DeJounte Murray, D. Murray? Yeah, not Deontay. You know what? DeJounte Murray. Cause if he calls himself Deontay, then he's a loser. Because Deontay Wilder lost to me. Lost to the greatest of all time. I'm saying that the Spurs, they got some fresh legs, some young players now. They're more fun to watch. I like this team a lot better without Tim Duncan. You know, no offense to Timmy. But I like this team a lot better without Duncan. They've legit shot the championship, man, for the sixth ring. They've legit shot. I hope it happens because, I mean, really, I want the Lakers to come back to contention and win the title, but the Lakers are not contenders. So, I mean, out of the contenders, I want the Spurs to win. Houston, I like Houston too. But, the Cavs, and it's just they're killing the NBA, man. It's like just two teams. You're talking about these two teams, man. It's just, fuck, man. What are these clowns going to say? If seriously, like, okay, I really doubt Cleveland loses to Toronto, but what if, like, it's a whole different finals? What if it's just fucking Spurs versus Raptors? It's like, okay, fine, it ain't going to be the Raptors. What if it's Spurs-Cavs, which is probably what it's going to be? You know, what are they going to talk about then? Anyways, back to boxing. No. My win over Gilles Zavala, you cannot underrate that kind of skill. when I beat a better fighter than Muay Thai fighter. Yeah, he was better. Come on, he was faster. He had better reflexes. Zavala was more powerful than him. If Zavala fought the Muay Thai champion, the ninjutsu, the ninja guy, Zavala, the only way he would win is if he would catch him, but he wouldn't catch him, though, man. That dude is too quick. If he would, then, yeah, he would knock him out, but he would. Zavala and Sambo Russian, yeah, he has a better chance catching Sambo Russian. That would be a good one, but I'm picking Sambo Russian and knock Zavala out. He was more skilled. Hey, I beat Sambo Russian's ass, but he landed on me. He landed like 2 punches, I landed like 7. Well, at least he landed on me. When it was me and Zavala, I landed 7 punches on Zavala. Zavala landed 0. Sambo Russian actually put up a fight. He actually, you know what I'm saying? Jill Zavala was swinging for the fences, hitting air. Yeah, but that ninjutsu dude, he was cocky as fuck. I'm not talking about Dario. What the fuck? I got a new girl, man. You idiot, if I could just go back to Ukraine and fuck Daria again, you fucking moron. You fucking haters, I swear. Keep talking, man. Keep talking. When I get 182, just remember this. The second I step in the ring or the cage, Jim, as soon as I glove up, if it's out of the ring, out of the cage, it doesn't matter. The second I put on gloves and I square up with my opponent, this is it. I'm going to remember all the bullshit you fucking retards talk about me on the internet. I'm going to pretend that my opponent, the world-class opponent that I'm going to knock out, TKO, whatever. I'm going to pretend that I'm going to literally pretend that it's you haters. You know what I'm saying? You fucking retards, just keep talking shit, man. Shut the fuck up. I have hundreds of fights on video of me beating everybody. My girl... My new girl says she's coming to L.A. in the summer. Like, she said May, June, July. She said that I'm like, my birthday's around that time. Like, she's like, yeah, well, we're going to Skype for, you know, in the time being, and then she's going to come, like, around May. And, wow, that'll be one, May, June, July, that'll be one hell of a gift for me. And she's going to, well, I mean, I don't know how long she's going to come. And, hey, maybe for good. Now, that will be a real dagger for you haters, man. By that time, I'm going to be like 200-0 or reaching 200-0. Think about it. I'm 200, when I'm 200-0, I got my girl coming to L.A. I don't got to relocate anywhere. I'm going to be fucking her every day, man. Woo! People are going to be fucking hopefully dead due to suicide. You people try to ridicule and annoy the greatest champion of all time. No, I'm not talking about Daria. I'm talking about a new woman that damn, what's wrong with these fucking retards, man? If I wanted Daria back, I would say, okay, baby, I'm giving you another chance. I would go back to Ukraine, and I would fuck her again. But am I doing that? No, because I don't want her. She's my ex-wife. That's it. The past. Fucking retards, man. Yeah, this is it, man. These fucking people piss me off, man. I swear, man. 182, man. You son of a bitches are going to fucking eat that humble pie, man. You're going to... All the words, you're going to eat your words, and you're going to chuck on those words, man. You fucking clowns, man. I'm the best. All my great victories, man. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. Before I win 182, I'm going to post a lot of replays of my great wins. Because these idiots post spam. You know, so how do you... You know, to outshine outshine the spam. I'm just gonna post real footage. I'll post real footage of me beating, of me whooping everybody's ass. Just keep reposting, you know, my great highlights on YouTube. Yeah, that's it. Charlie Zone off, 181-0, the greatest. And 182-0 will be in Las Vegas.